Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Our John and Tammy All-American Summer Show was really, really fun this past weekend, and it was awesome to get a chance, before he went on to headline, to chat and congratulate soon-to-be new father again, Scotty McCreery.
Our friend and soon-to-be dad again, Scotty McCreery.
Hey, what's
Happy
up, y'all?
Father's Day, buddy.
Thank you, brother. Absolutely. I appreciate it. Right back at you.
All right. How are you feeling about the baby to come? Are you nervous? Are you excited? You know, a little of everything?
All the things, right? All the things. I'm excited. I'm trying to remember what we did last time. It's been 2.5 years. It's like, what did we do? What were the bottles like? What was the schedule like?
Yeah. So, you forget it all, and then as soon as they show up, you remember all of it.
You know, I think we know what we are supposed to be doing right now. We're just a little, we are procrastinating as far as getting the nursery ready. We know we need to get it ready, but it's still the junk room in the house, and you can barely walk through it right now. So hopefully in the next 4 months, you know, that will be a space that a little kid can live. But at the moment, I don't think any of us could live in there. But yeah, we know a little bit more this time around. So hopefully it all comes together.
It will.
And one more bit of advice.
Sure.
For people who know a bit. A lot of times when you have one baby, those who have more say, oh, wait till we have more than one. It's a whole new world. While that's accurate, don't let that intimidate you, because it's the absolute most beautiful thing in the world.
Thank you for saying that.
Loudness, you know, disarray, chaos. It's a beautiful thing.
I love it. Thank you. Because I feel like that's what we're getting right now is the old boy, get ready. You don't know nothing yet.
Get ready.
Well, congratulations again.
Thank
you for being here tonight. We need you to pick a winner for our Scotty McCreery Meet and Greet Father's Day giveaway.
So what this was, we got 5 qualifiers all week. They're going to get a brand new grill and a cart full of steaks from Fraser Farms. Meet and Greet with Scotty McCreery. And our winner...
Scotty is... Dun, 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 dun. Wow. I was hoping it would be me. It's Scott.
Yes!
Yeah.
This wasn't fixed at all.
Yes.
Scott's McCreery won. Woo! Good luck, kids.
Let's go.
Enjoy your grill.
Thank you. That really is. That's great.
Scott.
Thank you.
All right,
excellent.
Scott.
Man, that was fun. Scotty was in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
You met up with Scott, the father who ended up winning the grill and the steaks a little bit later on. He was obviously
thrilled.
In an ecstatic mood.
Yes.
He was thrilled for the grill.
Mm-hmm. Thanks everyone who was there on Saturday night. It was probably one of the most polite crowds I've ever experienced.
Mm.
You know, when I first came in and people were waiting, so many people were already sitting kind of with their hands on their laps waiting for the show to start.
Well, now I'm wondering what the most impolite crowd you've ever experienced is.
Oh, well, that probably would have to go back to a rock concert. So when I went and saw Iron Maiden and I got stuck underneath some guy's armpit for 2 songs. That was awful. It was terrible.
No armpit nestling.
Nope.
I don't think, at least. on Saturday night. While we were on stage during that show on Saturday evening at Front Wave Arena, we announced our next show at Front Wave Arena, our KSON Christmas show. We'll give you the deets at 7:05 and give out a pair of tickets. You'll be the first in San Diego to get those KSON Country Christmas show tickets. 7:05 with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
High fly ball to deep right field. Corbin Carroll going back. That's headed to the ground zone. 10th pitch of the ABs out of the yard. Jake Cronenworth with a two-run shot puts the Padres on top 3-0. And a fly ball struck to deep left field. That ball is back. That ball is gone. Elias Diaz. It's his fourth home run of the year. Puts the Padres on top 7-2.
Don Orsillo and Mark Grant on Padres TV, and that's exactly what the Padres needed yesterday to salvage what was otherwise a pretty horrible baseball weekend in Arizona, including a bad game on Friday that I was lucky enough, I guess, to be attending. Should have left after the first inning because that's the only time I stood up except to go to get a refreshment or to use the restroom.
Okay.
That was it.
Oof.
Got worse on Saturday. Suarez uncharacteristically blows a big lead, and we lost Jackson Merrill to a concussion. I was like, oh, good God, what kind of Father's Day weekend is this? That's why we needed yesterday, and the Padres do salvage a win, leaving Arizona with an 8-2 win. That's the good news. And here's more good news. If the season was to end today, and it's nowhere close, we'd still be in the postseason as the last wild card spot, but we did lose some ground over the weekend. We are now in third place behind the Giants and the you-know-whos.
Yes.
Who are, by the way, our hosts tonight. And that news gets a little bit more newsworthy because it was announced yesterday that for the first time in over a year, Shohei Ohtani will be making his return to the mound tonight. We had to worry about Ohtani, the hitter. Now it's time to worry about Ohtani, the pitcher, tonight. This was breaking news yesterday, and the Padres are, I don't know if it's lucky or not, enough to get the first crack at Shohei Ohtani, who I've seen pitch one time at Petco Park, Tammy, when he was with the Angels.
Uh-huh.
Padres knocked him out by the fifth inning, so hopefully that happens tonight in L.A. It'd be really nice to go to L.A. and pack their lunch for them, especially with Ohtani, who's getting, I think, $3 trillion a minute to play baseball for the Dodgers.
Yeah, something like that. I think that's pretty close to the figure.
A little bit of an overstatement. I also want to say one more thing fashion-wise, because that's very important to me when it comes to baseball.
Okay.
I really loved the Father's Day look the Padres had yesterday. They had the blue shaded SD on their brown helmets and the blue bats, the blue catcher's pads. I just thought that was a really cool look with the brown and like the pastel blue. Just me saying.
Hang on. What does that mean? Do we have a cha-ching sound effect? We know what that means. You're going to end up buying a new Padres piece of gear with that on it.
I haven't seen the Father's Day gear yet.
Uh-huh.
And I really hadn't thought about that, quite honestly.
Sure.
But I look good in powder blue, just saying, with my skin tone.
Coming up next, we have a KSON Country Christmas to tell you all about. If you were at Scotty McCreery on Saturday night, you know we're super excited, and that's coming up next.
Judging by the excitement of the crowd Saturday evening at Front Wave Arena during our All-American Summer Show, we're going to have a very, very popular KSON Country Christmas show December 6th at Front Wave Arena.
The screams were super loud.
Right?
When we announced who is playing our show, first up, our headliner, Tucker Wetmore.
When we heard Tucker Wetmore at Stagecoach, and then right after his set, heard that he was going to be headlining our Christmas show, we're like, oh man, right? Judging by what his reaction was at Stagecoach, you're all going to be super stoked about seeing Tucker Wetmore as our headliner.
We also have a new artist, Ty Myers, and I got to tell you right now, this is my new obsession. I am in love with this song. Thought it was love.
Saturday night, Tammy actually had me pressed up against her phone backstage.
Yes.
Listen to this song. I am obsessed with this song. It's a beautiful song.
It is, and he's 17 years old.
What?
I can't believe a 17-year-old wrote that song. Oh, he'll be all of 18 by the time he gets here for our show.
Also at our KSON Country Christmas December 6th at Front Wave Arena, Hudson Westbrook.
We also have Vincent Mason.
And an artist you will recognize by her smash duet with Dustin Lynch, Thinking About You, Mackenzie Carpenter.
Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m., but we do have a pre-sale when you go to KSON.com this Wednesday and Thursday, and your code word...
Wait for it.
Is KSON.
Okay, what's that code word again?
Wednesday and Thursday at KSON.com. Use code word KSON.
Tickets on sale to everybody else Friday. KSON's Country Christmas, December 6th. And we can't do a concert announcement and just leave you hanging. So 833-287-1037. Let's get you to be the first winner of KSON Country Christmas tickets. If you're caller 10, you can brag that up. 833-287-1037. Let's get a winner for KSON's Country Christmas. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
All right, out to Lauren in Encinitas. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking. Would you do me a favor and please kick Tammy out of our studio?
Go get some coffee, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Lauren, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you'll get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Want to let you know, Lauren, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Lauren Elena welcomed her baby girl over the weekend. Lauren was the runner-up to this artist on season 10 of American Idol. Here's a hint. He played our All-American Summer Show over the weekend.
Scotty McCreery.
The fourth season of the Traitors cast was recently revealed. Donna Kelsey will be among those competing. Who are Donna's two football player sons?
Travis Kelsey and Jason Kelsey.
Give Me a Break is the start of the jingle for what popular candy?
Kit Kat.
Brian Wilson, co-founder of the Beach Boys, passed away last week. What song is not a Beach Boys song? South Bay Surfer, Good Vibrations, or Marianne?
Oh, gosh, the first one you said.
Okay, and finally, the Olsen twins celebrated their 39th birthday over the weekend. What was the name of the character they played on the TV sitcom Full House for 8 years?
Stephanie.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Lauren, I was in your town yesterday as my oldest daughter, Abby, took me to the legendary Paloma Theater for a very special Father's Day presentation of The Empire Strikes Back, a perfect Father's Day movie. Kind of.
I would have loved to have gone to that. We were hanging around in Encinitas yesterday.
It was a good time.
Are you going to repeat the whole Father's Day Star Wars thing this weekend with the Padres? Because it's Star Wars weekend.
Oh, is it this weekend,
mm-hmm.
finally?
Mm-hmm.
All right, anyway, Lauren did 3 out of 5, Tim.
Nice job, Lauren.
Lauren Elena welcomed her baby girl over the weekend. Lauren was the runner-up to this artist on season 10 of American Idol. I'll give you a hint, Tim. You ready? He played our All-American Summer Show over the weekend.
Scotty McCreery.
That is right. Lauren knew that. 1-1. The fourth season of the Traitors cast was recently revealed. Donna Kelsey will be among those competing. Who are Donna's two football player sons?
Travis and... it's Travis Kelsey and... What's his brother's name? Oh, I almost said his brother's name first. Jason.
Jason's right. Lauren knew that. 2-2. Give Me a Break is the start of the jingle to what popular candy?
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
And she has to sing it.
You put it in my head.
Well done, Tammy. 3-3, Lauren knew that. Brian Wilson, co-founder of the Beach Boys, passed away last week. What song is not a Beach Boys song? South Bay Surfer, Good Vibrations, or Marianne?
The first one.
South Bay Surfers really swing.
Pretty much a good rule of thumb is any word with the word surf, surfing, surfer.
I thought maybe you made that up.
No, it's a legit Beach Boys song. South Bay Surfer. The one I made up was Marianne. The actual Beach Boys song was Barbara Ann.
Ba 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 Barbara Ann. Ba ba ba.
Still 3-3, because that's exactly what Lauren said. And finally, the Olsen twins celebrated their 39th birthday over the weekend. What was the name of the character they played on the TV sitcom Full House for 8 years? Full name, please.
Michelle Tanner.
Michelle Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
That is right. Today, Tammy beats you, Lauren, by a score of 4-3. You're not going to get any of her money, but you are going to get a great prize.
You have a 4-pack of tickets now to go to the San Diego County Fair, which runs through July 6th.
Yay, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Lauren, you're welcome. Enjoy the fair. Jordan Davis, by the way, plays on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Just throwing it out there. Have a wonderful day, but before you leave, we do have this for you to say, Lauren.
I'm Lauren from Encinitas, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The last couple of times I've been out, I have been blown away by not the food, not the drinks per se, that's fine, the servers providing that. The service at the last three places I've been to, it's as if they all got together secretly to compete against each other to see who can do the best job. I'm not joking. I went to a restaurant over the weekend when I was in Phoenix visiting my girlfriend Sam's family and checking out a horrible Padres game Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
What made that night salvageable Friday evening was the restaurant we went to before. I don't remember the name, but I actually made it a point to tell the serving crew that we had.
Yes.
How impressed I was with, first of all, their attentiveness, but how much pride they seemed to take while describing the food, asking us if we needed anything, even asking us by noticing our baseball gear, oh, you guys must be on a time schedule. Let us know what you need first. It was just, everything was, oh my God, this is the best service I've ever had.
And it's nice to hear people share that, because the saying is that when you have good service, you may tell one or two people, but when you have terrible service, you'll tell 10, right?
Hmm.
And I'd like us to flip that script and share when you have good service. And it could be anything. I mean, Simo at Toyota is my technician when I go in to get my car serviced.
All
and
right.
He is fantastic. I always feel taken care of. He goes above and beyond. He's lovely.
I wonder if people who provide good service know how good that makes us feel as the recipients.
Well, I think people need to tell them more often. And I kind of like this idea of giving people an opportunity to share who gave you great service recently. Instead of going to the negative, you know, let's go to the positive.
833-287-1037. Whether it's a server at a restaurant, whether it's your favorite mechanic, whether it's somebody that's kind of opened the door for you, had told you have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Great service that you've been provided without even asking for. And you just was so impressed that you were talking about it for hours afterwards, like we were at the horrible Padres game. Hey, remember a couple hours ago?
Yeah.
That guy was great.
Yeah. I mean, I could thank Daniel, our server at Saquon, when we went out for a girls' night, above and beyond. I mean, literally above and beyond what you'd expect. So thank you for that, Daniel.
Let's do the opposite of what Yelp is, okay? Let's give people great reviews. Let's appreciate their service. 833-287-1037. Probably fresh off a pretty big weekend for servers and service providers. Mm-hmm. Let's thank them and give them the props that they deserve. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Everyone likes to complain. That's all we hear about is that was so bad. That service was horrible.
Yes.
Let's turn it around, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's celebrate the good service we've had lately. Heather and La Mesa, what you got for us?
So honestly, my husband and I have been in customer service for like 20, 30 years. So we get good customer service everywhere we go because we're hyper nice to people.
It starts there, doesn't it? It starts with the customer.
It does. Those people deal with so much nonsense. Dude, be nice to them. The best service and the best food. Gaucho Galpo. In Seaport Village. It's a Brazilian steakhouse. John, you would love it. Dude. The meat sweats, Oh, my God. Their food is so good.
Every time I go to a Brazilian steakhouse, I give myself a pep talk before I go in. All right. You don't want to be uncomfortable afterwards. Mm-hmm. You don't want to sweat gravy for 3 days.
Yes.
You don't want your car to smell like you left food in it because mm-hmm. it's coming off you.
Yes.
It's so worth it.
And every time
it's
I'm like,
all of that.
What have I done? I'm so happy but so full.
They're super, super, super sweet.
Well, it's good to know. Thanks for the positive review and recommendation. I was just thinking about customer service, John, and when you get something good. And a lot of times, take the grocery store, for example. I have watched recently, the last few times I have gone to Albertsons and El Cajon, people who are mean to the cashier or yell at the cashier over things that they have no control over. But there is one woman in particular, and I'm so sorry I forgot your name. Every time I'm there, she'll be like, what's fun this weekend? What is something fun you're doing this weekend? As she's ringing me up. Mm. You know, just something a little different to lighten the mood.
Inviting you to have a nice conversation
yes.
with her.
And you know, I don't wonder if that doesn't then spread back towards the line.
Denise and Mira Mesa, shout out some good service you've had recently.
All right. I would like to give my shout out to Community Care Physical Therapy and Heidi and her team. Because when you're feeling at your worst, they give it their all to make you feel much better.
That's fantastic. I love it. I love this opportunity to let people know where there's great service because we never hear about that. We only hear about the bad.
Absolutely true. It's very unfortunate.
Especially with someone who like deals with physical therapy. Mm-hmm. Not a very pleasant experience to go through
hard.
As a patient.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to say, hey, man, thank you for making me feel better. And that's really what it's all about. Thank you for that.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Oh, Denise. Super service.
Mm-hmm.
About time we celebrate that and not complain about things all the time. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I hope everybody had a wonderful Father's Day, whether you are a father or I don't want to say stepfather. I like to say the father that stepped up or just that person in someone's life that they consider to be a father. I hope you were celebrated on Father's Day. The only thing that would have made my Father's Day perfect, and I mean caps lock perfect, is if my daughter Julia was with us. But
sure.
She was the first person, unfortunately for her, to FaceTime me yesterday while I was still in bed.
Oh, nice. Oh,
she's like, oh Dad. Wow. Maybe I should give you some time there, Pops. But yeah, just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Father's Day with not only my daughter, Abby, but my girlfriend, Sam, who was a part of it as well. My daughter, Abby, planned the entire day.
Oh, that's nice.
I had no idea what was going on. First thing we did was walk down the street in Carlsbad Village to Park 101, a very popular place, mostly outdoors, to sit and watch the Padres, have a couple of refreshments, a little snack.
Nice.
And it was so nice, Tam, because I was back in San Diego, first of all, after spending a couple of days sweating profusely in mid-June in Arizona.
Yeah, super hot.
So it was so comfortable. And all the dads were there with their families, whether they were dads my age or older or younger with the new kids. All loving being a dad. All kind of waiting for someone to walk up and say, hey, happy Father's Day, and send it right back. It was one of those days.
Yeah.
Cheering on our boys to a victory. That was great.
Yeah, that game couldn't have been any better for every dad who was a baseball fanatic yesterday.
Well, we needed it.
Yeah.
After a couple of stinkers on Saturday and Friday. That was fun. Followed by a place I've passed many times while driving the coast through Leucadia, and that would be a little hamburger joint called Hamburger Hut.
Nice. I love places like that because they always have the best food. There used to be a little tiny restaurant off the 5, right when you're getting into San Clemente. It's no longer there, but it was this little tiny building that this family had this restaurant for quite some time, and they had everything, right? You could get a hamburger, you could get a fried egg sandwich, you could, you know, all these things. And we just one day happened upon it, and it was just the best. I wish it was still there. It was so good.
Well, Hamburger Hut, I've never been. I've passed it many times. I was scolded for passing it many times and not stopping by their fabulous server. But, oh, my goodness, what a great... I mean, it's just simple, man. Hamburger, fries, drinks.
Right?
It was amazing. And they had free Pac-Man, just throwing it out there.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Now, the big surprise was something that was so fabulous to me. We drove a little bit further down the coast and stopped at the legendary Paloma Theater in Encinitas for a special Father's Day viewing of The Empire Strikes Back. What a Father's Day movie.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
Now, my daughter, Abby, has never seen any of the Star Wars movies.
Oh, really? This is the first time she saw it?
She started with Chapter 4, Star Wars.
Okay.
And now she went into Empire Strikes Back with me yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, she knew, I mean, everybody knows at this point,
sure.
You know, the big... what still people say is the biggest shocker in movie history.
Right.
But she wasn't aware still of the story. And let's be honest, she is madly in love with the Han Solo aged Harrison Ford.
Yeah, who wasn't?
I mean, she could not take her eyes off him. It was just great. So many dads there with their kids, young and old. Just a really, really wonderful Father's Day.
Nice.
I went to bed feeling very, very lucky. Did you celebrate Kurt yesterday? All things dad, Kurt-wise?
We did. My youngest daughter is house-sitting for some friends, and they had a pool. So she's like, Dad, would you like to come have a pool day?
Perfect.
So that's what we did. Grilled some steaks, taters, asparagus.
What are taters?
Taters. I love potatoes.
Never heard you say taters before.
Probably thinking about them. But anyway, it was lovely. She made him a homemade margarita, and he got to lay in the pool float and do nothing except get some sun and play in the pool.
All right. Well, it sounds like a perfect day. Hope yours was as well. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Shout out to Santee. Say good morning to Nathan. What's going on, Nathan?
Just work, work, work.
All right, man. Well, can you take a break and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Adios, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Nathan, pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. Get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also need to let you know, Nathan, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
It was Father's Day on Sunday. One of America's favorite TV dads is Phil Dunphy from Modern Family. What was Phil's occupation? Real estate agent, teacher, or software sales rep?
Real estate agent.
Happy birthday to the Olsen twins, who celebrated their 39th birthday over the weekend. The girls starred on Full House for 8 seasons as Michelle Tanner. What are the Olsen twins' first names?
Oh, shoot. Sarah and Susie.
The San Diego County Fair officially kicked off at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Jordan Davis playing on Wednesday. Jordan's biggest single is By Dirt. It was the CMA Song of the Year. What country music A-list artist is featured on the song with Jordan?
Morgan Wallen.
The Simpsons will only do 17 episodes a season from now on. The Simpsons is the longest-running American sitcom in TV history. Within three, and without going over, tell me what number season The Simpsons just wrapped up.
Oh, shoot. 20.
And finally, happy birthday to Helen Hunt, who turned 62 years old. Her accolades include an Academy Award, 4 Primetime Emmy Awards, and 4 Golden Globes. Most of the awards came from her role as Jamie Buchanan on what sitcom?
Oh, shoot. I know this is wrong. Golden Girls, but I just have to say
all right,
something.
Let's get Tam back in. Nathan, did you have a good Father's Day?
I had a great Father's Day.
Man, how many kids you got?
Just one. He's 21.
Oh, right on. So an adult Father's Day.
Yeah. He's more like a cellmate now.
That's great.
That's cellmate.
I get it. Nathan did 1 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
One of America's favorite TV dads is Phil Dunphy from Modern Family. What was Phil's occupation? Was he a real estate agent, a teacher, or a software sales rep?
He will tell you he is a realtor.
That is right. Nathan knew that. 1-1. Happy birthday to the Olsen twins, who celebrated their 39th birthday over the weekend. The girls starred on Full House for 8 seasons as Michelle Tanner. What are the Olsen twins' first names?
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
That is right. Nathan did not know.
Oh,
what was Nellie and Susie. 2-1, Tammy. The San Diego County Fair has officially kicked off at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Jordan Davis plays Wednesday. Jordan's biggest single is By Dirt. It was the CMA Song of the Year. What country music A-list artist is featured on that song with Jordan?
I believe it's Luke Bryan.
That is Luke Bryan. Nathan went Morgan Wallen, 3-1 Tam. The Simpsons will only do 17 episodes a season from now on. The Simpsons is the longest-running American sitcom in TV history. Within three, and without going over, what number season did The Simpsons just wrap up?
30?
An astounding 36 seasons.
Wow.
And they are nowhere near stopping. Still a consistent ratings grabber, too. It's just nuts. It's now 3-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, happy birthday to Helen Hunt, who turned 62 over the weekend. Her accolades include an Academy Award, 4 Primetime Emmys, and 4 Golden Globes. Most of the awards came from her role as Jamie Buchanan on what sitcom?
Mad About You.
Yeah, she's Mad About You. Nathan didn't know. Today we finished with a score of 4-1, Tammy. So, Nathan, no money for you from Tammy today, but a great prize, pal.
You have a 4-pack of tickets for the San Diego Fair, which is happening now through July 6th.
Woo! All right, Nathan, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day, pal. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Nathan from Santee, and I flunked out of Tammy College of Hollywood Knowledge.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
So, John, I almost texted you last night, but then I decided I didn't want to ruin your evening.
Uh-oh. What? Well, that's a loaded statement. Like, what does that mean, producer Jessica?
But you would have been running from my house screaming yesterday.
Why? You have a rat in the house?
No, not inside. I got home yesterday and I took Walt outside. I just grabbed my dinner. I'm sitting outside eating my dinner and I look over and Walt's laughing and he's sitting down and he's slowly putting his finger onto something on the floor. A dead something on the floor.
Oh, no.
You have a dead rat on your property?
Okay, here's the thing. I thought it was a rat.
Oh.
We have rat traps everywhere because we live in an area where they're everywhere. We have to
they're
have rat traps.
Everywhere in those trees.
It's so annoying.
They can't hire better gardeners to clean those trees up? For God's sake,
trust me,
it's a public nuisance.
We've had the exterminators at our house a lot to try to get these guys out of
It's not the exterminators,
control.
It's the trees. Mm-hmm. That's what the tree rats eat.
So, but here's
they nest
the,
in
there. Whatever.
Here's the
they
thing.
Eat your face, they, John.
Yeah, exactly. full of poison. And right now we're about to hear what happened to poor Walt.
Well, luckily I caught him just in time. I went screaming, Walt!
What was it?
So I got Jeff to come get it. I was like, Jeff, there's a rat. There's a rat. And he comes in and he goes, no, that was just a really big mouse. And I have never seen a mouse that size in my life.
Yeah, that's even worse. That's even worse. Yeah, a mutant mouse.
I thought for sure producer Jessica was going to say, you know what? It turned out to be a sock that was on the ground from the laundry. That's what I thought you were going to say.
I thought you were going to say like an old bratwurst or something.
I thought it was.
I don't know.
Possum, because I heard something rustling a couple nights ago when I was sitting out back with Walt, and I turned around and I just saw the edge, and I was like, oh, maybe it's a possum, because we do get possums,
too. So you're telling me you had a mouse that was so big and bloated with evil that it resembled a possum, a mouse.
It was massive.
Why in the world would you text me this story?
That's why I didn't text you last night.
Why would you interrupt my mind process this morning on Father's Day week and tell me this horrible story. We had a mouse the size of a blimp in our yard, John. My son almost touched it. it's dead, so you know that's why it's all bloated. Oh,
I wish you would have brought in a picture or something.
It needed to get gone quickly, so I didn't picture. Sorry.
I'm so glad you thought of me. Tammy, I saw a double rainbow. I had to totally text you. I thought of you instantly. John, I saw a bloated dead rat. I had to text you. I thought of you instantly. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.